Bruno Mars is a 25-year-old singer, songwriter, and producer who's worked on hit singles for numerous hip-hop and R&B artists. His real name is Peter Hernandez, and he grew up in Hawaii. He was a child when he appeared fleetingly as an Elvis impersonator in the film Honeymoon in Vegas. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Mars' new album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, shows just how much he's grown up.
Bruno Mars is the man of the moment and a man who wants to be timeless. His debut album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, has yielded a number one hit single, Just the Way You Are. And he's co-produced recent hits for artists ranging from CeeLo Green to Travie McCoy. He's appeared on Saturday Night Live and already undergone his first career scandal, a September arrest for alleged illegal drug possession. For all this, he still sounds like some kind of angel.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed it.
Mars sings with the sort of serene assurance that both excites and puts you at ease. It's the voice of a young pro, an entertainer fully in command of his phrasing. It's hard to resist the clever come-on refrain of the song I just played, I'd Catch a Grenade for You. What girl could resist such a promise, especially when it comes swirled inside such a creamy melody? Mars is one of the most potent examples of the current movement to restore rhythm and blues crooning to a prominent place within hip-hop beats. He also creates songs that break free of any sort of easy category, such as the urgent pop rock soul of Runaway Baby.
Ah, yes! Well, looky here. I love you so, hey, that's what you'll say. You'll tell me, baby, baby, please don't go away. But when I play, I never stay. So every girl that I meet, yeah, this is what I say.
On Saturday Night Live recently, Bruno Mars sported a blue dinner jacket and a pompadour that made him look like the leader of Little Anthony and the Imperials. Given Mars' obvious knowledge of the whole history of American R&B, I wouldn't be surprised if that reference was intentional. After all, in addition to impersonating Elvis in his little kid family band days, he also imitated Frankie Lyman and Michael Jackson. One song here, Marry You, can be heard as Bruno Mars' salute to 60s girl group pop.
It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you. Is it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby?
Mars has created a number of hit singles for other artists as a part of the Smeezingtons, a production team consisting of Mars, Philip Lawrence, and Ari Levine. One of the benefactors of his talent, CeeLo Green, returns the favor by singing with Mars on The Other Side, a surging ballad that sounds like a space-age anthem. Not for nothing did the man born Peter Hernandez adopt the last name Mars. With his sweet smile and aggressive talent, Mars is no shy flower. He's positioning himself to become a new prince of pop, maybe even a king. Doo-wops and Hooligans is such an impressive, varied, and intense experience, it makes you wonder whether he can sustain it. These are some of the most pleasurable worries you can have about a new star. They're worries that, if they have occurred to Bruno Mars, have been dismissed as he gets on with the work of just creating more pleasure.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Bruno Mars' new album, Doo-Wops and Hooligans. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.
Don't it feel good, babe? Don't it feel good, baby? 'Cause it's so brand new, babe. It's so brand new, baby.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
In this big old empty room, staring at each other. Who's gonna make the first move? Been doing our thing for a minute, and now both our hearts are in it. The only place to go.
This is NPR.